Good morning, everyone, and welcome. And as I have said for many, many years, welcome to another Saturday edition of Coffee Tea with Me. And today it's an honor and a privilege to bring back one of those who restored their health here not too long ago. And I don't know, her name is Donna, and it's AKA Sneakers. What communication email, you'll see Donna running in pink sneakers, and every time she sees the picture, she says she wants to kill me. I'm not that heavy. All right. So, without further ado, let me introduce to all of you Donna, a.k.a. Sneakers. Good morning, Donna. Oh, let me welcome Dale. Hi, Dale.
Hey, Mel. Good morning.
All right, Donna. So, I mean, I could give you these three standard questions, or I could just let you talk. What would you prefer?
I can just talk if you want.
I want you to do what you want, not what I want.
Okay. Well, I'll give a little brief synopsis of what, you know, I went through. And I think the only one I recognize is Catherine of the Desert. Everyone else is new to me. And that's Ruth Ann. But we had a Ruth Ann in England. That's not the same Ruth Ann.
No.
Or no.
Ruth in England will be a guest in July.
Okay.
She'll tell the story of the lemon meringue pie that got eaten across the ocean.
That always makes me laugh.
No, well, it makes you laugh. It makes me cry. I mean, Donna, this woman, when she got well, it was around holidays, she baked me a lemon meringue pie in December, sent it at the end of December. It showed up here in April, and when I opened it, it looked like it had been opened two and three times, and the only thing left in the pie tin was a tiny piece of crust, smaller than my pinky.
Wow.
So the postman across the ocean opened this thing up because it must have smelled good and ate it all. Well, it happens.
Wow.
But anyway, that's a different route. And you go. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And Mel, it's been already 4 years. I've been well. 4 years. It does. I got well in 19. I started my journey in 17. October, I started having the usual symptoms like everyone does, the biting, the itching. I mean, going through doctors and, the usual delusional parasitosis. And finally, through someone here, I did contact. I really wanted it just for verification. A doctor that does believe in Morgellons, and I wanted it for verification. But anyway, I first found Mel. Actually, if Mel remembers, I found him on his birthday. And actually, Mel talked to me on his birthday, which that was a big thing to me, that somebody would take the time to talk to someone, you know, like me on their birthday. And so I ordered the protocol, and I got started in December, right before Christmas. And like I said, I did see a doctor, but it was more, like I say, for diagnosis, and I wanted her to run blood tests, and she knew the proper blood tests to run. But if it wasn't for Mel and the protocol, I don't know that I would be where I am today. And you just have to be faithful, persistent, and, you know, get coaching with Mel, because I couldn't have done without it. I know that, not alone. Maybe, I don't know, Mel, would you like to ask the three questions? I hate to go through the long spiel. I really want to get to what people want to ask me.
No, I don't want to ask any questions because, I mean, if these people have been to calls before, there's a common thread in all those who got well. And that's that for whatever reason they chose, they just, one, they loved life. They had a purpose to want to stay alive. So they were willing to make the sacrifices that were going to be necessary. And you know how many sacrifices are necessary to beat this monster. But then the second thing is, for some reason, that percentage of people believed in me unequivocally. I don't even know if that's the right word, but, you know, without even a shadow of a doubt. Like, we have Nancy here now. I mean, Nancy came here with more things wrong than you can shake a stick at, okay? And cancer's gone, high blood pressure's right. I don't even know all the things that she had, but she kept amazing her doctors, who are not used to seeing it constantly improve over an 18-month period, and other things other than more gallons and lime. Now she's down to a few lime bars, but she's got a little mold in that house, so it's holding her back from total recovery. But,
okay, that's,
you know, those are common denominators. You believe in me, okay? I mean, if you don't do what I ask you to do and you wonder why you don't get well, I have nothing to do with it. I tell everybody exactly the same thing. And those who do it all, not some of it, but all of it, seem to get better. And I want, and my job is to get people better. That's what my existence in life is. My fun days, my youth, the days I ran around and danced in clubs and hung out with all kinds of celebrities, those days are over, but that's okay. I had more fun, and I told this to my grandchildren, than anybody I ever met. But when I made a promise that this is what I was going to do if I didn't die, that's because that's how much I love life. And I've kept the promise. But the only purpose is to get people better. And when people are here 4 and 5 and so many years and they can't get better, I just tell them, please, don't look at me. Look in the mirror. What would you say to that, Donna?
I have to say I agree. Because you often told me that, you know, not many people could accomplish it. But I was determined because I do love life. And I had 2 grandchildren and 1 grandchild on the way that I desperately wanted to be near. So I just, you know, there was no option. I was getting better. You know, some people, I've had people tell me, oh, I can't do this. I said, well, then what other option is there? To continue to live with it? That wasn't part of my idea. No, I was determined. And I with your help, and I beat it. You know, and you can, everyone can too. It's just, it's not easy. I'm not going to tell you it's easy because it's not. But is it worth it? Absolutely.
Well, I remember when I figured you were about 90% well, I told you to start throwing the grandbabies up in the air and catching and building up your muscles. Remember?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Oh, boy. And now that, you know, you're well, okay, I mean, is life good, or is it actually better?
Oh, life's better. Life's absolutely better. Yeah, I mean, my grandchildren are growing. I'm getting to be with them very, very often, practically, you know, 2 or 3 times a week. You know, my everything with my husband's great. My 2 sons, great. I mean, life's great.
And you can share the things that allow you to stay healthy with the younger people in your family, correct?
Correct.
And your husband is certainly a true believer because he lived with you through it.
Yeah, he did. He was a real trooper. I know it was tough on him. Very
so
tough.
Even if he doesn't love his greens, he'll eat them now. Oh, boy. Okay, anything else you want to add? I just thank you for coming back, for sharing, and trying to help me convince these guys, do the work, listen to me. My only purpose is to try to get you better.
Well, I wanted to also tell them, like I said, once you get started reading a lot of the people's stories, and I know y'all talked with Ellen of Troy, she was my, she was my inspiration, I guess I could say, because I was trying to beat her record. I did not beat her record, but I was well in like 16 months, and that's still a pretty good record.
No, 16 months is a minimum of 8 months short of what people can hope for today, 2 years. Okay, it's very difficult because, again, not everyone will buy in, and by the time people get here, you remember in the old days there wasn't a whole lot of people trying to do this. Well, now we have people that are predators, okay, who pay for placement and positioning in different browsers. Well, I can't do that, okay? When I started 15 years ago, there was nobody else who even knew what it meant, what we were talking about, okay? But now people come to me, I'm not first, okay? And almost 80% of the time, they've been beaten up two or three times by other people or other venues, and they, you know, they pray to God, and all of a sudden my website appears somehow on their browser. But, go ahead.
Oh, that's, I believe that, because I feel, you know, God is the reason I was led to you. He led me to you because I had been trying everything under the sun when I first got it. And for some reason, your website popped up for the second time. I said, okay, that's a sign. God, I get it. And I contacted you. I would just, like I say, read Ellen of Troy's story. You can read mine. Mine, I think Mel, if I'm correct, you have it in three different threads. But just Google.
Yeah, it's all in one place and follow the joiners. But it's three different segments because, that was the one thing you really didn't listen to real well, was to keep everything in one place.
I know, but three is not
terrible.
I know,
but hey, it's all good, okay? Webmaster figured it all out. Put it in with the three basic threads, put them together. We don't even know if it's the correct order, but it is the entire story. And again, you remember your friend Karen?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, hey. I mean, I'm sure you know from her point of view, but I've never talked to you about this. But anyway, I mean, she did her happy dance on New Year's Eve Day, December 31st this year, after 5 years. And she told her story. It was a long call. But she explained to everyone why it took her so long. I mean, it was in the June of last year when she broke down and was crying. And I said, are you ready to do everything? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, I'll get you out of here for Christmas then. And she said, it's impossible. I said, no, it isn't. If you do everything, you've been doing this long enough, you got the basics down. She always had the diet down. But anyway, there it was, New Year's Eve Day, and she did the happy dance. That was one of the happiest moments of my life because, you know, I put 5 years into her. Anyway, so, I mean, it's possible. It's just going to take anywhere from, I figure, 2 years, depending on how many other things are wrong and how many times you're going to do it your way instead of the way that it's laid out. Do you remember, I forget the kid's name, I think he called himself something, I don't remember, but it'll come to me. He was here like five times, Donna, and one of the last times he was here was when you were here. I think he called himself the Bandit or something. And every time this guy got into the 90% club, he went somewhere else and came up with a much better idea to finish off. I came back four more times. It's laid out. It's proven if it works. All you got to do is be able to do it. That's the most difficult part.
I agree with that totally. It is. It's not easy, but you just got to think, what am I going to do? Not get well? That was not an option for me. No, not an option at all.
It's never an option for those who get better. It's the love of life that has to be the burning flame or something like that, you know. But once you get past the first couple of months, this really gets easy. Sometimes it hurts for 6 months, but once you pass that time where it you've learned just about everything, and you're going to now just implement it all for the time that it's going to take to get you well, based on how many other issues you have, and what are your, all your co-infections, and if candida plays a part. You know, there are two girls going back to the old days, Monica and Teresa S., said this before. They both came here about 100 pounds overweight. Well, when they left 2.5, 3 years later, they didn't have morb, they didn't have Lyme, but they still had candida. And let me tell you, fungus is the most impossible, it's not impossible, it's the most difficult thing to eradicate from the human body. It means almost 4 or 5 years sabbatical from any kind of dairy, any kind of sugar, any kind of flour. I mean, anything that's not green or colors and salads and veggies and chicken and some beef, anything else is a no-no. You'll never, ever get rid of your fungal component. And if you have candida and you live in a house that there's mold in, that makes things even tougher, because the mold spores in your lungs are going to take their toll on your immune system. So there's so many factors, Donna, as you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Go ahead.
I'm good for the whole hour, Mel. I mean, whatever, hour and a half. I mean, so if you need to ask questions, I don't have to go anywhere.
Well, let's let them ask questions. I mean, I would love that. All right, so let's start with let's start with one of our newbies, Linda. As I said, the latest addition to the He Cures All Foundation, 4 days on the pills, and she has not leaped from the second floor yet. Go ahead.
Hi, Donna. It's good to hear your testimony and your, you know, how you beat this thing. I had a question, like, about the blood test, because I've had that done, and I've had all kinds of tests done, and they tell me that it's nothing there. So what kind of a test did you have done in order to find out anything?
What it basically started out, they tested me for Lyme, and I did have Lyme at the beginning. Yes, I had Lyme. I know Morgellon sometimes is said to be co-infection,
really?
Like a co-infection of a Lyme. And so that's where it started with that. And then there was, I should have written it down, but I don't remember. It was an immunity test. And my immune system was, like, really shot.
Okay, so, well, let me say something here. First of all, Linda, you got to know that, if I'm not mistaken, Donna, didn't you go to Salvato?
Yes.
All right, so Salvato, no, did Karen recommend her? Or who recommended her to you?
It was Karen.
Okay, so Dr. Salvato has had 4 or 5 different people who I have treated after her. Okay, and she is a Lyme specialist and considered in Houston one of the better ones. Okay, and she does know about Morgellons. Okay, and she understands that it's a real disease because she's been treating Lyme for many, many years. But she can't fix you, not totally, because you can't be done with prescription drugs. It's only a temporary fix. So she's perfect for those who are in our area to go to get their blood work done, because I know what it, by looking at it, I can tell what it is, but I don't really need to look at it. Donna, did I know what you had before the doctor gave you the results, yes or no? You remember?
Yes, and like I said, the reason I wanted the diagnosis was to, like, tell family members, like, you know, okay, yes, I have Lyme. I have, you know what I'm saying? Because as you're probably aware of, many people don't want to hear it, Morgellon. They don't want to hear it, but it is real. You know, it's not delusional parasitosis. Like I've had 2 doctors tell me.
Yeah.
Right, but the point I was making, and not to toot my own horn, okay, but was I knew what you had before the doctor even took her test.
Yes, I did. I did tell you, yes. You did.
Right. And you wanted proof for the family.
Correct.
I tell people I don't explain, I don't know how. Okay, I really don't, Donna. This is why I know that God's involved. I don't know how every single person I talk to, I know exactly what they have just from talking to them without ever seeing them, without ever jabbing them with the needle, taking any of their blood. You know, it's amazing, but it's part of the gift. It's part of what God has given me for keeping my word to him. I always know what people have by the answers to my simple conversation. And again, honest, guys, I'm not that smart. It is a gift from the Lord. All right. So, Donna, let's Linda, give her another question, baby. You get two, you're a newbie.
That's really kind of it for the moment.
All right. Well, I'm sure Dollar will have six or seven, so she'll make up for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Lori, come on in, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Donna. Thanks for coming and sharing your testimony with us. It helps us get through this awful thing. I just wanted to know that as you got further down the line, were you having still trouble with sores? And what did you do to get rid of them if you did?
I did have sores, but I think I had a lesser case of sores than most people.
From what
talking with everyone. So it really, really wasn't that bad. And I use like, I know that's, if you look on the website, a lot of people use stevia. I would use stevia on the sores. And it's like a lot of them the worst ones, I guess, was when I would get it on my face. But I just had to work around it and people thought it was, you know, acne, even at my age. But, you know, I knew the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what.
Yes, all right, hold on a second. Hold on. So we need clarity for the future. All right, so you're asking her at what point, you said as you moved along, what time frame were you talking about?
Okay, like when did it get better?
No. She wants to know as you moved along. I want her to tell her. What do you mean as you moved along? What are you asking her at 6 months, a year, what?
Yeah, well, yeah, as you got closer to getting well, were they getting worse or did they get better?
Actually, in my case, better.
Better, yeah.
As you get well, they will always get better in every person. Now, because of the cycles, okay, and the sensitivities of different people, some of the reoccurrences may be more frightening than the one that was before it. But that's not going to continue in that venue. You get better, everything gets less. That's part of knowing you are getting better. You agree, Donna?
I do agree. Do you agree with that?
Of course, I just said it. I've been saying it for years.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, Donna, the truth is the truth is the truth. You know, you remember how anal I was and cleanliness freak and all that stuff. Almost killed myself trying to keep the house clean. But after all these years, you know, you come to understand when people get better, they look around the house and they think all the things that were floating and black specks and the sand and all that. They wonder what happened. Well, it's gone because you're better. And it's like,
exactly.
You know, that part of it is like, you know, was that a movie? All right, let's get in. Okay, so did we answer that question to your satisfaction, Lori?
Yes, you did. Yep.
All right, do you have another one?
I do.
Go ahead.
When you were drinking the WPS.
You know, those who are afraid of it always ask that question, eh?
Well, actually, I didn't mind it. At first, I actually don't mind the taste, but now as I'm getting well, it seems like it's harder to drink, and I just wondered if you had that problem.
It was never a pleasure to drink, but I just knew that I had to drink it because that was the only way to get well. When I read back on everyone's stories, I said, okay, I have to drink this. This is the only way I'm going to, you know, finish it. And so I would. It got a little harder. I don't know if I should tell this part. Mel never did understand this. I could never, you know, everybody said, oh, chill the water and drink it. Mm-mm. That didn't work for me. I have to drink it room temperature.
Yep.
And just drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Just bear and grin it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so now let me just say this too, okay? That over the years, the thing that's changed more than my coaching hours is only the manufacturers of WPS. Okay. And, you know, I have to say there have been six or seven in the 15 years, and probably in the last 5 years, there have been four of them. Okay. And so it might that this latest manufacturer could be a little bit stronger. A batch can be a little less strong than the batch before. But Donna, you're going to faint when you hear this. We have another product that was introduced this past year that also is able to kill the parasitic component.
Oh, wow.
Now, it creates a herx that you don't feel. But you are so tired for a month or two in the beginning because your body is so deficient of this particular mineral that, but the parasites, they hate it. The parasitic component, the fungal component, they all hate it. So the copper from Sovereign Silver, I say the protocol is not proper if you don't take your copper. So now people who are going to be taking the WPS and stop whining about it because I don't like it. But, boy, I use it for so many things. I consider it a blessing. I don't even think about what it tastes like anymore because I'm doing it for 14, 15 years. I didn't turn, color or anything weird. I brush my teeth with it three times a week. Once with an electric toothbrush, once with a regular toothbrush, and once with a water pick. My gums and my teeth for my age are incredible, okay? And it's because of the WPS. I bathe in it to this day. I take one bath a week and two showers. The showers is the Clean Green shampoo and the Clean Green soap from Australia with the tea tree oil. It's really good for your skin. It's really good against parts of this disease. The bath, I'm doing WPS once a week because it opens up the pores of your skin. It's good for you, okay? But I'm way past the point of drinking it. I don't really drink it for anything. Just not necessary. But the other things that I use it for are beneficial to my overall well-being and health. So, hey, I'm not saying you got to do what I got to do, but, you know, there's no negative effect of using this product properly. And there really never has been. But I've never met anyone who didn't dislike the taste and the smell and the whole nine yards. I'm going to gag. Well, gagging is a heck of a lot better than dying. That's what I figure.
Yep, I agree. Totally agree on that one.
So, I mean, you know, to this day, you know, people don't understand it. It's not bleach.
It does
it's
have a horrific smell, but yeah.
Yeah, it's
now,
not what you're going to put in the pool. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't mind drinking it. It seems like it's affecting my stomach where I didn't used to before like this. That's why I wondered.
Okay, well, how many drops are you up to?
Just seven.
Three and four?
No, I do seven at night and seven in the morning. Twice
okay,
a day.
Okay, so guess what?
I mean, it's four.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
Okay, that might be too much for your sensitivity level.
Okay.
So now let's take the night off. Don't take any tonight. And tomorrow let's go down to six and six. Because sometimes when you take the majority of the populace out, you don't need as much. And you've added copper, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you're killing them quicker now because it's a new weapon. I explained this before. I'll probably explain it again. You introduce a new weapon to a protocol that's worked in the past. And if you can confuse this disease even a little bit, everything else that you're using in the protocol is going to become more potent. And you're going to lower the population of the parasitic component, which will then lower the fungal component, and then lowers the viral component, and you get better quicker. But, again, there's a price to pay. Those who take copper complain for a month, maybe two, maybe even three, that they're tired. Well, I said this. Maybe I didn't say this. Donna, did I say in the old days that the most important thing about the whole deal was rest?
Yes, you did.
Okay, so good. So I'm consistent. But it's not a lie. You want to heal quicker? Learn to go to sleep earlier. Get the REM sleep. Get up in the morning when the rest of the world is sleeping like me, but you can get more done by noon than most people get done by the whole day. So, sleep, sleep, and sleep some more. All right, Donna, I'm sorry. I just, you know, I've never learned to shut up my whole life.
Well, yes, rest is very important. And before I contracted Morgellons, I think that's what led to me being more
run down.
Run down and not and you know, causing my body to easily, you know, get it. You know. So I've learned that lesson. Very
okay.
Well.
Okay.
You know.
Lori, what else, honey?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay.
Later.
Okay. Donna, when you first came, were you frightened?
Beyond frightened.
And did
terrified.
I tell you that? And did I tell you until you got past the fear, you would not be able to walk forward?
Yes, and that was a very difficult thing for me to do.
And did I tell you jokes?
Yes, yes, you did.
Okay, did I ever sing to you? Probably not.
Yes, you did.
Okay, and then have you hated me ever since I put the sneakers on the elephant? The truth.
Hated is a strong word.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm close. I tell everyone you're not thrilled every time you see that. But that's because, you know, I want you to remember, you know, you got to stay healthy, honey. Exercise is good, despite the fact this old man don't get a whole lot. But you know what I went out and bought? You won't believe this. Try not to laugh, Donna. I bought tactical abs.
Okay.
You don't know what that is?
I think I do, yeah.
Yeah, it's the machine you put on your stomach that makes you get the six-pack.
It does electrical impulses or something?
Yeah. Now, I've been using it for 2 weeks. I lost the pant size, and it has armbands, and I'm starting to get my guns back in my arms already. So I'm liking it, you know. I figured, hey, I can get a six-pack by the summer. I can take a picture of it, put it on the website, and say, Chuck Norris, you got nothing on me, baby.
We want to see that picture, Mel.
No, I know. Don't worry, Donna. I know. I want to see it, too, you know. Okay. Anything else, Lori, before we go ahead and move on?
Well, I could ask, are you still on your diet, or do you eat pretty much everything?
Well, that was a bad question.
No, I'm pretty much doing a lot of, you know, what we've done with the, you know, our diet. I avoid sweets. I'm not going to tell you I never have sweets, but I do avoid them, yes. Do avoid carbs as much as possible, yes. You know, that's true.
All right. And how else did we recognize you? What are the symbol besides the elephant?
The sneakers.
Not the sneakers. What's your favorite bird?
Cardinal.
Think I forget
anything? I don't think so. don't think so, Mel. What else?
You want me to tell you the quote?
No, no, I said the Cardinals. You didn't hear me, I guess. I said Cardinals.
No, yeah. I heard you. When Cardinals appear, angels are near.
True.
I know. I remember. I have all those pictures. I remember all of this stuff. I don't know how, but I do. All right. I guess I remember all the ones who got better really well. All right. Let's go ahead and move on, because I'm sure Darla, who must have taken the day off, is chipping at the bone. Go ahead, Darla. Question for Donna.
Not with you around. You'll cut me off. I'm working. I sort of found a hiding place in a conference room to call. So if I leave, it's because of work. But thank you, Donna, for sharing your story. And it's exciting to know that you're a patient of Salvato's only because I can identify. And were you a patient before you contracted Morgellons? Is it Morgellons or Morgellons?
Morgellons.
Morgellons.
I've seen it pronounced both ways, so I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, that was.
Well, I can't speak English, so you don't have to use my enunciation.
Well, I sort of bombed on the first go at the protocol. I was good with the diet on and off. It's work in the food prep that threw me off. I mean, trying to get everything ready for my 12-hour work days. I do miss work. That's what Mel was referring to. I've had some sick days. My story's long and complex, so I can't go into all of that right now.
Yeah. Why don't you just ask Donna any questions you have?
Yes. So that's what I wanted to ask you. Did your skin... I don't have sores, but I have odd little trails in my skin, and it looks like partial openings, but nothing like what I've read about. Anyway, did your face start looking as though you were losing elasticity rapidly?
Yeah, my whole body actually did. People that, you know, didn't know I was sick thought I had cancer. It was just like that bad. Yeah.
And so you just aged quickly.
When you get better, it'll get better.
Come back. It'll come back.
Right. I call it alligator skin. That's what I call it. I don't have. It's like. It's raised a little, and it's like crusty, and that's the nickname I gave it, because I had it. I had everything you could imagine from when they told me I was going to die on July 13th at the cancer clinic in 06. They told me I was the first confirmed case of this disease, which doesn't exist, and they were all smiling, of Morgellons in Nevada. I didn't even know if... You know, they had even knew what it was. They told me I'd be dead by Christmas because there's no cure for this thing. So I had sores from my ankles to the back of my neck. I had Morgellons and probably some Lyme boss, which I got later in life, even more pronounced. But when you get better, everything goes back. I looked better in 2020, 21, or 22 last year, than I did when I got better in 2008. It takes a couple of years, but all of a sudden you're looking in the mirror and you remember that person again.
Wow.
And if you stay on the protocol, you can actually slow down the aging process.
So I'm doing better with the protocol. I've started... ziplocking my times and writing on the bag, so I have them with me. and I prepared all my food for my 3 days at work. And yeah, so I feel like I had a 1 month stumbling block and starting over. So do I continue on the basic?
Yeah, until you get, yeah, I would do the basic for a second month and nothing else at this point in time. Because until you have the consistency, okay, you're not going to get the synergy anyway. So just stay where you are until you actually feel like, okay, I've done everything right for 30 days. Well, then, based on how you feel at that time, and that's why you and I and all my coaching customers all talk much more than just once a week, because that's how I can monitor where we're going to go from here.
Right.
The idea is slow and steady, okay, until we get you all better. But once you spend a few days, like a lot of people say, oh, I couldn't take every one of the pills. It was just too much. Well, guess what? Then you're not on the protocol yet. The protocol is the synergy of everything as we put it together. Another question. Give her another question.
Okay. I'm looking. I have a zillion questions written down.
That's okay.
Chronic. Okay. So did anyone here have bugs in their house with specifically you, since you're answering the questions, along with the biting and the stinging sensations?
Okay, Donna, did you have, all right, we're going to, well, we have BYOQs, bring your own questions, and everybody answers. Donna, did you have bugs, biting, and stinging?
I had this, that. I couldn't see the, I'd see little black flecks on my sheets, and I would get the biting sensations. But I had exterminators to come look because I didn't know what I had at the time, the beginning. And
yeah.
And no, there was nothing. I thought we had contracted bed bugs or something. I didn't know what was going on. And he said, no, you don't have anything. So, I mean, I don't know if that's the answer to your question, but that's what, you know.
That helps a lot.
Okay, salt and pepper, salt and pepper. We know salt and pepper. That's part of the process.
Exactly.
When
I
it's black, it's alive. And you're becoming inhospitable, either because you're starting to starve it or somehow you're starting to kill it off. So it's going to come out and look dark. Once it comes out, no worries. It's dead. Now, when it's later in the time frame, and you get little sand granulates that are no longer dark in color, that's because it died and took a much longer time to pass through the skin and come out of your body. None of that's
a worry.
Now,
that's what I get on my clothes and in my car.
Okay, well, that's no big deal. It's dead. Okay?
Okay.
We have the guiding principles. The guiding principles. It's a subheading. You got to either print it or write it down, right. And you got to learn to embrace it. And one of them says, better out than in.
Right.
So anything coming out of your body is a gift, because you see, it's your body inside that's the host where they can reproduce, multiply, and kill you. They can't hurt you once they're out. Next question.
Okay. There's nothing to do to the car. That's just me.
I would vacuum it with a little hand vac every day to so keep yourself, you know, a little.
Yeah,
piece
I do
of
that a lot. I didn't know what it was.
Spray with a little queen.
It's not
going to
stop happening until you get better. So all you're doing, you know, is if you do it, you know, too much, it's wrong, because you can't stop it until you're better. So if you do it once in a while, that's okay. You know, it won't change until you change.
Right. And I know we talked about how often, Donna, did you shower or bathe in the bath?
Mostly baths at that time, because I felt like I could get the clean green and, you know, that kind of thing in I don't know. I just felt that was a better way than showering, you know. And then when
so
I was,
you didn't sometimes use Borax or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That's it. We're going to move on. Darla, you got a
thank
lot of
you.
Questions. You're going to have to come to a BYOQ, and then you can ask all the questions you want, and
okay,
I won't answer.
That's fine.
I'll let the other people who are on the calls, but I want to continue to move through the group here so everyone gets a chance.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you, Donna.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ruth Ann.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Ruth Ann.
I was there when you were still on the calls.
I thought so. Okay, I was thinking of the wrong Ruth, but I said, there was a Ruth Ann. Okay, good to hear your voice. I'm glad it is you. Well,
good
I'm not saying glad it is you, but...
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where I'm at with my getting well because of all the other things that are going on in my body, but I am doing fairly well. I love strawberries. I have strawberries in my garden, and I picked a lot yesterday. And I can't eat them because they make me
ill. I'll send you my address again. I'll be sending you my address. Check your email.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, they make me itch.
Wow.
No
isn't
good.
Anyway, I'm doing good. I don't really have any questions, Donna. But I'm glad,
well, I'm
to
glad
hear
you're
your...
doing better, and I hope you get well soon. I'm sure you're up there in the, you know, in the getting well department. You're
89%,
I'm sure.
Yes. Where am I at, Mel? Where do
well,
you think I'm
at? Where do I think you are with more gallons in Lyme?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a tough one, honey, because you see, all the other things that hinder you are medical conditions that there's nothing that we can truly do about it, okay? I mean,
right.
So I would say that you're doing very well based on all the other issues. I mean, Donna, she can't walk.
Oh.
She can't ride in the car because of vibration.
I can walk, but I can't walk like far. Like,
right, you couldn't walk. You couldn't walk two blocks, honey.
Wow.
I used to walk around the block all the time, and my calves were rock solid because of all the walking I did. But
I know, but you're not doing that anymore.
Not doing that anymore.
No, that's what I just said. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sorry to be the rat, but I mean, hey. I don't know. I mean, on our diseases, I got to say that you're over 80%. But you ate strawberries and you grew them, so you knew what was putting into them. And if you had a reaction and you say they were really sweet, well, maybe those strawberries just had a little more sugar than you can handle, or maybe you ate more than you should have because they looked so good and tasted so good.
Well, before mine became ripe, we'd buy some of them out of the store, and they're huge berries. They're not like they used to be.
No, I know.
And
they pump them through
and
stuff.
And they're sweet. So maybe that's the problem.
What's the problem?
That they're sweet.
Well, strawberries are supposed to be sweet, but I'll tell you, I don't buy strawberries anymore. I bought them for the first time like 2 weeks ago. They were jumbo, so I was cutting them up, and some of them tasted like strawberries, and some of them didn't. And I just said, well, until I move back to Nevada, I'm not going to eat them anymore. I'll grow my own indoors, okay?
Yeah,
but
right.
I understand, okay? But you're telling me the ones that you brought in the house, you ate and had a reaction.
No, not those. I haven't. I gave those to my neighbor.
Why'd you give them to your neighbor?
So she could make strawberry shortcake for her family, because she makes stuff for us all the time.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I was wondering why I didn't get them. Okay, now I know. No problem.
They'd probably be like the lemon pie.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the lemon pie must have been warm when she shipped it. Okay. All right. Thank you, Ruth Ann. Let's go ahead to Catherine of the Desert. Hi, Catherine.
Yes, hi, Donna.
Hi, Catherine. Good hearing your voice, too.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you, did you have the big hurts at the end, and how many drops of WPS did you get up to?
Oh, gosh. No, I did not have a big hurt. I'll be honest with that. I never really had a huge hurt. As far as drops, oh, my gosh. You don't think you'll ever forget that, but I kind of do. But I remember at one point I was overdoing the drops and moving too quickly, and boy, did I get it from Mel. He was shaking that hockey stick at me. But I don't, because Mel, were we taking it in the morning and the evening 4 years
no.
ago?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, we were only taking it once a day, and I know how many drops you were at.
Okay, if you remember, I don't. Go ahead.
It's in the book. You were at 11.
Okay.
And you told me you were so upset, and you had a little diarrhea, and you were nauseous. And I said, good, that's it. Take it 3 days off and start going backwards, because then we took you down to 8, and then 7, and 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And when you had no symptoms at all, when you were down in those twos and ones and zeros, I told you were all better. You said, no. And I, of course you were all better.
No, I did disagree with Mel that I was better, because I guess I just couldn't believe it, that I was finally well. But, yeah, I was. That's why I have the pink sneakers in the in the picture.
And the blue sneakers. You had the blue sneakers, too. When you got well,
yes.
I put you in blue.
Yes. And what happened was I just wanted to – I was pushing everything a little too fast. And I could have – I mean, thankfully, it didn't cause anything, you know, severe or anything, so I was okay. But it could have. So you need to listen to Mel on those directions.
Okay.
As far as
anything else, Ruth Ann? I mean, then Catherine, anything else, Catherine?
No, thank you very much, Donna.
Are you still in your same place, or you had moved, Catherine? I know you had moved, I think.
Yeah, I sold my house and moved 3 years ago.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, it's been a while. But you see, I haven't been on the calls in a long time because I've been well for 4 years, so I wasn't on the calls very often.
Right. Now I moved to a smaller condo, and it's much easier to take care of than the big house I had.
All right. It is time to visit Nancy. Okay, Nancy is the one I was telling you about that has overcome so many issues, including cancer.
I am so blown away by that. That is awesome.
Come in, Nancy. Nancy.
Yes. I dare you.
Well, what would you like to say to Donna?
That I have enjoyed all her posts and her pink tennis shoes. And that it was really a game catcher in reading all your posts and following your getting well. And we keep going, we keep learning and getting better. And how long was your getting well was not a very long period of time, was it?
No, it was about 16 months, but at the time it felt like forever. Because at the time, my son and daughter-in-law had just found out they were going to have their third baby, and I wanted to be able to hold that baby. But I kept saying, no, I can't do this as long as I have that. So I would see her, but I wouldn't hold her. And that was just tearing at my heart. And so after that was all over, she's five already. And, so that's basically one of my goals to get well.
Yeah, that's what I've got, three grandsons. They in their early 20s now, and that was my main thing, is not wanting them to get anything and to get well, to spend time with them again, because it's just that was a major goal.
Yeah. Now I just forgot what your question was. You just said about the length of time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I really wanted to beat Ellen Troy, but nobody's beat her yet. But that's okay. 16 months was, you know, it seemed a long time as it was happening, and now it doesn't. It was, you know, seem a very long time.
Well, in retrospect to other people who came in the same time you did, okay, and for whatever reason may still be here. And how about the person who turned you on to me? You know, you said you called me on my birthday. Do you know that 2 years before, on Christmas, that was the day that she called me, Karen? And when I called her back on Christmas Day, she was started crying. Said, who calls anybody back on Christmas? I said, only some crazy with a ponytail, dear.
Well, you called me on your birthday, so yes, I totally understand that.
No, I know, but that don't mean anything to me when someone needs help. I'm not first. I'm better. You guys are first. All right. Anything else, Nancy? I mean, I'm so proud of Nancy because she listens to everything I ask her, except I keep telling her to stop going to the doctors. They just want to find things wrong with her.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything else, Nancy?
I can't think of anything right now. I've had a pretty good week this week.
Oh, I'm so glad. I know you had a rough 3 to 4 weeks. I was beginning to worry about you. I was going to send you a helicopter that had SOS on it.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep on keeping on. Here we go. Dale, come in, Dale.
Hey, Mel. Hey, hey, Donna.
Hey, Dale.
So I was just wondering, first of all, I'm so happy for you and your healing. And did you have folks living in your home with you that changed their diet with you, and how was that? And did you eat a lot of fresh vegetables, and how soon did you add fruit? And that type of thing.
Okay. Yes, my husband, it was just my husband and I, our children were grown. But as I said, my children didn't live far, so it was hard not, you know, being around them unless we were outside. Okay, we're back. I just didn't want to talk over the ringing.
No, it sounded like that was Darla, and she hung up, so somebody must have come into the conference room, and their phone was ringing, and she figured she had to get up and go back to work. No worries.
Oh,
I think
I didn't finish with Dale. Yeah, okay.
Well, I know.
Okay, so it was only my husband, but for the beauty of it, my husband was like going, I know that sounds terrible, but he works away, so he was going 2 weeks away and then 2 weeks at home. But when he was home, yes, he did, for the most part, do the same thing with me, so as not to tempt me with, you know, foods and like things. And yes, I did eat vegetables. I did eat fish. That was one of my go-tos, chicken. And occasionally I would just get hungry for a hamburger, but not bread, just the hamburger.
Right.
You know, just the meat. And it was like, you know, meat that I tried to Costco was a lifesaver for me. I bought, I don't always do it now, but I've bought organic meat, beef, to do hamburgers with. So that was a help. And what was the other thing you asked me? Let's see.
Did you add the fruits? How soon did you add fruits?
Okay, I'll be on. I was always afraid of fruits. So with the Winsmore gallons, not now. But I just, I tried it once or twice, and I said, you know what? What if I just stay away from it? It's not going to hurt me. It's to stay away from the fruit. So I did. I stayed away from the fruit.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if that'll help anybody else. I mean, some people, you know.
We talk about introducing fruit at certain stages for people, okay, for years and years and years. And again, in the beginning, fruit is not a good idea. Doesn't matter that the sugar is different, and we're going to ask you to experiment eventually. But we feel that strawberries, but I don't know anymore. I really don't. Blueberries, raspberries, they have a lot of antioxidant properties. So they're not really as bad for you as, some other types of fruit. Watermelon is a grain fruit. I don't say right at the beginning, but some point after 6 or so months, if you like watermelon, go ahead and eat it. It rehydrates the body, and it's really some form of a grain food. And then there's Granny Smith apples. And we have apple pies on this website that are made with the ingredients. And Granny Smith apples are part of that ingredient. But again, in the beginning, no. And when you start, it's a tiny bit, slow and steady, just a little. You buy strawberries, don't eat the whole bucket. You know, eat 2, 3. See how you feel the next day. Okay, but whatever you do, you know, if you're on this call and you have coaching, just ask me before you start. And we'll monitor it together. Keep a food journal. You'll be able to tell what you eat that may be good for everyone else, but not necessarily for your particular body type. Food journal. All right. Any other questions there, young man?
No, I'm good for now. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Last but not least. Now, Donna, I don't know if you were here when Nikki N was here. I don't think so. I think she was before you, but not so far before you. Nikki M was the first girl who had a baby on the website, and her and the baby were fine. And today I'm going to introduce you to a couple, okay, Carrie Ann and Joe. When they first came here after a month or 6 weeks, they were so dedicated and so, I guess, happy that they found this place. But they made a YouTube video about Mel Gallops that was on YouTube. You know how most people in these were always shy about even association with the disease itself. But they have the most gorgeous little baby you ever did see. And there were pictures in it in a thread, if you want to take a peek, called Once You Chose Hope, Anything Is Possible. So let me introduce Kirian and Joe and little Delilah and let them see if they have a few questions for you. Come in, Kirian and Joe.
Good morning, Donna. Good to have you here with us to share your story. Always love reading your stories. And just nice that you come back and talk to us, those who have been here for a while and those who are new. And it's just such good motivation to hear your story and testimony, and you don't beat around the bush and say what happened, what you did, how hard it was, and you never cherry picked anything or sugarcoated anything, which, you know, I think that's important here, and just really appreciate that. I joined a little bit late, but I heard you when I came on, you were like right in the midst of saying how crucial it was to get coaching with Mel, and I think that's probably the most important thing is having a guide through all this, because it's so unbelievable what this thing does and unpredictable of what it can do, and everybody's body is different, and you really, even with all the information, I mean, we can have all the tools in front of us, but we don't know how to use it or apply it, so just really appreciate you being here. We really don't have any questions for you specifically, just because all the stuff you've talked about is all the information we love hearing and want to hear. So thanks for being here.
Well, thank you all very much for all that.
I gotta find out. Let me find out who's got the bird. Who's got the bird? Nobody has a new birdie in the house?
Oh, no, that was probably her in her little go-kart that she's in right now.
Oh, that's little Delilah running around in her go-kart?
I think so.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, wonderful. Donna, I'm not kidding you. You see this baby, you know, she's captured my heart. She's got these big, big old eyes and a ton of personality. Plenty of pictures of her and Mama. Mama took her shopping. Where do you think she took her? Tiffany. Papa almost had a heart attack.
I did see some pictures. I don't go on the website all the time, but I do go on, and I did see she's a beautiful little girl. Beautiful.
Oh,
and it's so
you.
Exciting to know that, you know, that's encouraging to people who are, you know, expecting and you know, worried about the baby, and your baby is just fine. That's wonderful.
Okay. All right. So, Donna, we went around the room once. Let's see if anyone else has a question. Would you mind hitting *5 now or scream? Just one or the other. Acceptable. Okay. I got no hands. You know, the minute. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Good. All right. That definitely is Delilah. It's Uncle Mel. All right. You're a 6-month old who recognizes my voice, if you could believe that, Donna. All right. Go ahead, Lori.
Hi, Donna. I just wanted to know, how long have you been well now?
There, 4 years.
4 years, okay.
So 4 years, yeah.
So
very grateful for years.
Oh, yes. Amen. Thank you. Okay, that's
and then last week, Ellen was well for 10 years. 10 years, Donna.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Like I say, she was my, you know, my inspiration to follow her path, to follow her story, you know, and just try to do what she did.
And then the week before, we had your friend Terry, who's now well for 2 years. But she was here when you were leaving.
Yes, yes. I got to know Terry pretty well, yes.
Okay. But, you know, the fact that Karen, who was so upset when you and Terry got well and she still wasn't, I think that finally motivated her to incorporate the entire sum of the parts.
And some people just, yeah, like you say, and some people, even though they do all the some of the parts, it just takes them a little longer because it depends how long they've been sick, how long they didn't do anything to address it, right? I mean.
Right, how long they work. I mean, remember, here's a girl who was, you know, testing students for dyslexia and things like that. And then driving around town tutoring afterwards to make more money so she could pay on the house, the little dollhouse she bought, 40 miles outside of town, which she had to drive both ways each day. So that just took its toll. She just had the toughest time getting enough rest until she moved into town when she sold that little dollhouse. That really helped.
Can I say something here, Mel, that, you know, like you said, I was very fortunate. I was only working part-time at the time when I contracted it, and so I ended up quitting my part-time job, and I stayed home. And I'm not telling anybody to quit their job, no, not at all. I think that probably just helps me speed it up a little bit more.
Oh, no, absolutely. Those who do not work full-time have a better chance of getting well quicker. But again, Donna, it's the sum, S-U-M. I mean, and there's so many of them. It's just not the water, the sleep, the rest, the pills, the copper, the silver, the WPS, the diet. I mean, there's more to it. If you can't keep yourself calm, you can be here forever. Anxiety is the second largest killer on earth after sugar. and it creates the same endorphin as sugar, which feeds the disease we're trying to kill.
And Mel knows that was my biggest problem. It wasn't the diet. It wasn't the medicine. It wasn't the rest. Well, the rest was important. Was a problem too, because I was really anxious and fearful. That was my biggest, I think I'd have gotten it well as fast as Ellen if I would not have been so anxious all the time. And I had to get through that.
I agree. So I guess I did have to send to you. Yes. Okay.
What's that now?
No, I said, then I guess I really had to sing to you. But someone on this call suffers from that same thing. And hearing you is going to be so good for her. But, you know, I haven't met many people who didn't come here terrified. So it's not unusual, but it's my job to get you past that so you can keep putting one foot in front of the other. So, what else? Anybody else? Come on, she's here. Okay. Donna, there don't seem to be any other questions today. I can't really thank you enough. I never could. And, hair. All your hair back?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I had it one time fall out in clumps, but it was fine. It came back.
Okay, it looks better
definitely.
Than ever.
Yeah, it's my hair's fine. It grows faster than ever, too.
Okay, well, you must be still taking some vitamins.
I am. Not the whole, not everything, but yes, I am.
Okay, well, hey, I take, you know, the basic protocol and a couple of things for inflammation, bone health, and, of course, Adam's vitality. But, you know, I don't take any of the, extensions at all. I just know that if I just don't mess up my diet too bad, I can stay fine, healthy. All right, Donna, what would you want to say in closing to all these folks?
Never give up hope. And if you stumble, you know, get back up and just go back at it again. You can get well. If I can get well, anybody can. And like I said, I came to this call because I want to encourage you. I could have rehashed my whole story, but it's there for you on the website. Just go look up Red Cardinal. There's, like Mel said, there's three threads, but they're all in one spot, and you can read my story. And, you know, if anyone ever wants to talk to me and Mel, you know, feels that it would be good for us to talk, he'll give you my contact or let me know. So I'm praying for the best for all of you, and I want to just let you know that I can't thank Mel enough for helping me, for doing what he does. I never can be grateful enough. So thank you, Mel. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for believing in me and trusting and doing, you know, all the good stuff. And thank you for talking about coaching. I believe that people who have coaching have a better chance to get well quicker than those who don't.
That is true. That is true. Mel, as they would say, pull me off the ledge a few times, yeah. And just being able to talk to someone that understands what you're going through, you know, and being able to tell you what to do, that's priceless. That's priceless.
All right. Donna, again, God bless you. And, you know, you got nice, strong arms now with three grandkids.
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much for coming back. How about, boys and girls, on the count of three, we all say thank you, Donna. One, two, three. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Oh, I was happy to be here. Thank y'all for inviting me, or Mel for inviting me to talk with y'all.
You're my birthday special, kid. Give my best to your husband and the two sons, eh?
I will.
All right. Thank you so much. Everybody, we're back tomorrow with Prayer Fellowship. positive stories, I hope, and maybe one or two good jokes. And next Saturday, there is no call, for on the fourth Saturday of every month now, there won't be a call, but the rest of the Saturdays and every month there will be. Next month, we're going to have Ruth from England, Mickey Mouse. Do you remember Mickey Mouse, Donna?
Yes, I do. I haven't heard from her in a long, long, long time.
Oh, well, come to the call and I'm going to sing, "Who's the leader of the band that's made for you and me?" Because that's
okay,
what I was thinking. If you thought you were nervous, okay, she was, whoa, real nervous. Up, got a new picture of, I think, Delilah Rose coming up here from Joe. Oh, she's running around in the stroller. Oh, the kids are packing up the house because they're moving. She doesn't look happy with what he gave her for lunch. Anyway, everyone, I want to thank you all for coming today, and thank you for being a part of it, and thank Donna the most, because she never says no when I ask her to give us a hand. Bye-bye, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow, and we'll be back in 2 weeks on Saturday. Bye-bye,
thank
everyone.
You. Bye.
Thank you,
Donna.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.